Head over to the livestock side, though the cattle futures are lower today. It seems that this cash and what we've been seeing, these high levels, definitely is affecting not only the consumer's pocketbook, but the producer as well.
Yeah, the retailer's having a little trouble moving it at these prices, and so I guess the expectation is you're going to see some backing off. Some think we could see December cattle move as low as 162, down another $2 or $3. I would be surprised if we took much more than that off. We still are facing very tight numbers, and I just don't think they're going to be able to break cattle all that much.
But even a low of 162, you can't complain too much about.
Well, you shouldn't. I'm not saying you can't. You shouldn't. That's right.
What about for these hog futures? I know they've been dealing with some weight concerns of these animals as they head to market.
Yeah, I think we're going to be dealing with that through Thanksgiving anyway. I really think we got some big numbers coming at us through most of the month of November. After that, maybe you could see things get a little better. Probably will. I guess the question is whether the PED is under control like they think it's going to be. Well, we'll find that out this winter. It's possible that maybe those spring and summer months are discounted as about as much as they need to be for what we know today.
Is there any other outside market directions that's going to affect the way our livestock trade this week?
Oh, I think the dollar was up sharply late last week. It's up again at four-year highs this morning. I think that's going to be an ongoing problem for exports and all the commodities. I really think any livestock and grain producer that thinks that they're going to grow product and have it to sell and export probably should be looking at keeping some kind of a bias on being long the dollar.